Thanks, Ingrid, and welcome everybody. Thanks for coming along on a chilly autumn morning. I too would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we're meeting on today and pay my respects to the elders past and present. And I thought today that I wouldn't really focus on the ACTU's agenda, if that's okay, Ingrid, despite that lovely introduction. I thought it's important, in light of what's been happening around the world, that we recognise that Workers' Memorial Day is a global day of action. It's not just happening here in Australia. It was actually first introduced in Canada by a Canadian union in 1984 and has picked up around the world as an incredibly important day, to the point now where the United Nations and the ILO actually recognise this day in their calendar of events. So it's something that we are sharing with our comrades, our brothers and sisters right around the world. You know, they tried to change the name. Even, I believe, Safe Work Australia don't acknowledge it as Workers' Memorial Day. They call it World Day for Safety and Health at Work. This is great, but, you know, this day is about workers. It's about you, and it's about the great things, I think, that unions do. It's about the responsibility of employers not to kill us at work or to make us unwell. It's about the responsibility of governments to make sure that there's decent legislation to protect us at work. So if you don't mind, I think we'll stick with our name, Workers' Memorial Day. It's a good name. And I quite like our slogan. It's a day to mourn the dead and fight for the living. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a bloody good slogan, and I think we'll keep it. There are many international campaigns happening around the world. Just last week, I sent a message of solidarity to the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, because they are running a national campaign to introduce industrial manslaughter legislation there. You know, we have some provisions in our OH&S laws around this, but it needs to be much better. It needs to be much better. And we will continue to fight for industrial manslaughter laws, so that remains outstanding business for here. And of course, last Friday, we all stopped in shock and horror at what had happened in Bangladesh. And thanks, Ingrid, for mentioning that our friends from the TCFUA are here today. It's guessed that up to 1,000 workers died in that very shameful incident. And as Ingrid said, I think we have to remember that it's not just about OH&S laws or people not adhering to laws. Part of the cause, of course, is the price that people want to pay for garments. It's the price that large companies want to pay for those garments being made. And as Ingrid said, it's about profit. But the price those workers have paid is their life. And I think that's something that we as a union must also remember as a union movement. Because unions, and I say this every year, you know, it's unions who campaign for safe workplaces. It's because of us that we have legislation right around the world. It's unions are really the ones that stand up and make sure that things happen, along, of course, with our support groups. But we wouldn't need support groups like the wonderful Asbestos Wives if we didn't have people getting sick or dying at work. And I'd like to say also it's true that when we have a Labor government, there's no doubt that we have more advances around health and safety. And I'm glad that Lionel has recognised the good work that's been done by the Labor government around asbestos. But we need to continue to press governments. We need to shame Tory governments when they're objecting to tackling issues on occupational health and safety, especially problems like asbestos. I do believe that in this election year, we have to remind people what a coalition government could mean for occupational health and safety. We have to remind ourselves that an election year is a year where we not only vote for secure jobs, but we also vote for safe jobs, for healthy jobs, for a better life. Comrades, thank you very much for coming along today. This is an issue we will never, ever let die. Thank you.